keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to sock it to.
Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. I'm Cheryl Fritz, filling in for a couple of days here while Steve takes some time off. He'll be back, of course, to join you once again next week. Joining me on the phone now, Ron Van Timmeren from Celebration Cinema. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Cheryl.
How are you today?
Excellent. A little rain in the forecast. Never hurt. Good movie day experience. I don't hope it rains all day, but
yeah, that encourages folks. Either really hot days, people go, I need to get inside for some air conditioning, or a nice rainy day, they're like, yes, here we go.
Yeah, nothing brings them in like rain, and it won't be long now when back to school really has an impact on our business. I mean, summer's slowing down in the movie business anyway. The number one movie this weekend might only do $15 million, which is pretty slow, but it'll be a new one, Cheryl. Suicide Squad, number one, 3 weeks in a row. Don't Breathe will be the new number one movie. Have you seen any ads for that?
I've seen the ads, and they scare me, Ron. I am not a scary movie girl. I know so many people are.
Yeah, they've had a good summer with movies like Purge and Conjuring and Lights Out, and those movies, they seem to work all the time. And this one in particular, getting great reviews from critics, almost 90% fresh on RottenTomatoes.com. And it's actually set in Detroit. It's produced by Sam Raimi. It's a group of friends break into a house of a wealthy blind man, thinking they're going to get away with it because he can't see anything, right?
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, right. Well, he's going to turn the tide on these kids, and it's pretty much a thriller from there on out. And, of course, Don't Breathe, because he's going to hear you, right?
Oh, gosh.
Variety calls it brutal, relentless peril.
That's daily life sometimes. I love the fact that, and isn't it generally a lot of younger people love to go see these movies?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's the thrill of being in the audience with a bunch of people that like cheap thrills like this, and everybody jumps and screams, and it's what makes a good comedy funnier, it makes a good horror movie scarier, all those things an audience in a theater does. Don't Breathe will do in double time this weekend.
Okay, if I don't want to be scared to death, now those kind of movies are good for a date because you grab the person next to you really close, but if I don't want to be scared this weekend, what are some other things?
Well, an interesting love story called Southside with You, and this is actually the story of Barack Obama and Michelle Robinson's first date in 1989 on the South Side of Chicago. And, I'd call this a throwaway movie, but 90% fresh is the score at Rotten Tomatoes, so critics calling this a good love story, and obviously about two people that you know. If you're an IMAX fan, we've got the rare traditional IMAX double feature in our Lansing, our Grand Rapids, and our Kalamazoo Theater, National Parks Adventure and A Beautiful Planet, both 3D movies on sale together. It is the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service today, as a matter of fact. Back when Teddy Roosevelt did that 100 years ago, and this looks like an interesting documentary about national parks.
Well, that is more my speed, and happy birthday to the National Park System. I can't imagine that in 3D. It would be spectacular.
Yeah, that'll be awesome on the big IMAX screen. Also new this weekend, Mechanic Resurrection. You got Jason Statham, Tommy Lee Jones, and Jessica Alba in a good action movie. We've got, Hands of Stone was going to open this Friday, but now it's moved back to next Wednesday. If you're a boxing fan, the legend of Roberto Duran, and it's got Robert De Niro playing his trainer. Again, that is coming next week, Wednesday.
Very, very good. Stand By Me, tell me about that.
Well, that's a special we're doing at just our Grand Rapids location, Celebration North in Grand Rapids. Every summer we try to do a big movie out on the lawn to cap off summer, so we're going to do the Stand By Me 30th anniversary of that classic. Tickets are only $5, and we'll do that out on the lawn at Celebration North.
I just aged when you said that movie was 30 years old.
I know. Can you believe?
Ooh, wow. How has this summer been overall at the box office, Ron?
Surprisingly good, up a bit even from last summer. Not a record, certainly, but over $4 billion for the summer season is really good, and to be better than even last year, it means a lot of movies did a lot of business. Of course, there were some flops, including last week's Ben-Hur, a $100 million budget. It grossed barely $11 million last week.
Wow.
There have been some other flops as well this summer, but overall, it's been very good, and of course, we're looking forward to the holiday season coming up with some more big movies, including a new Harry Potter spinoff movie and another Star Wars spinoff movie.
Oh, my goodness. Those go crazy. People love those.
I know. That could put this close to another record-breaking year in the movie business, which I'm glad to hear.
I was going to say, you're pretty thrilled with all of that. And we, of course, love my favorite theater, when I've talked to you before, is Studio C right in Okemos, which is just a couple miles from my house, where I can sit back and I can, kind of a reclining chair. I can have one of the lovely staff bring me dinner, actually, and even a cocktail should I want it. And I just love how movie houses, movie theaters have moved to catering to the audiences and offering a little something for everybody.
Yeah, no doubt. And we're under construction a bit at Studio C, adding more of those recliner chairs because they are the most popular seats in the theater, of course. And yes, to kick back, have something to eat, have something to drink, watch your favorite big screen movie, it doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't get any better than that. And the theater experience in general, you talked about the holiday movies coming up, and that's always something we look forward to do. There are a lot of folks, family traditions, that you finish a holiday meal and you head to a great movie at the theater as a family when you're all together, and I love that.
Yeah, we're going to be open when most other places are closed 365 days a year. And let's face it, Hollywood has been making some good movies that audiences want to see, and we got some Academy Awards season coming up here. It's fall is a great movie going time, and we'll be ready.
You always are. Ron Van Timmeren at Celebration Cinemas. I may not be ready for Don't Breathe, but I'm pretty sure the National Parks Adventure 3D and Beautiful Planet are going to be on my list for the weekend. Thank you, Ron.
Excellent, Cheryl. See you at the movies.
See you at the movies. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show. I'm Cheryl Fritz.